JJC in 40VQ. Turn in 40VQ. Everybody on this radio this morning in 40VQ.
P7J.
Lord, I missed the call, but tell me that one more time in 40VQ.
P7J, I'm in kind of a bad spot, but I copy you good.
Oh, Bob, how you doing, brother?
I gotta head out to I did a little tile job for a guy, and threshold wasn't there. I gotta go put the threshold down. It's gonna take me longer to drive out there than to put it down.
Good deal. Well, hey, man, I never thought I would hear you this time in the morning, but I'm glad I did. Hope everything's well. Hope the family's well, and everything be good.
I don't know if I've mentioned this or not. My dad's living with us now. We finally got him fried out of Tennessee into North Carolina here, so he's living with us now. And everybody's doing pretty good. My oldest son, Joel's having a baby. Let's see. My daughter's doing good. My son's doing good. So everybody's happy, healthy, and so far, so good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, Bob. No, I did not know that your dad was with y'all now, but that's a good deal. Good deal. And you the man. But I'm good here. Me and Deb still clicking right along, and it's all good. Just kind of hanging around the house more often than normal.
FYI, Stacy, I'm in a spot here that gets a little rough, but it'll come back. If I start to lose you, it'll come back in a couple, 3 miles or so. So if I lose you, just hang around, I'll be there. But yeah, my dad's been with us since about October, September, October. So I'm just a little. And that's about it. Just chugging through a day and day. That's about it. Making a little extra money here on the side. Kind of enjoying life a little bit.
Bob, a good deal. Well, yeah, it's kind of in and out, not getting everything, but maybe I can holler at you later and go ahead and get it done and holler back at me in a little while. I'll be on in 40VQ.
Probably just about out of it, so I'm going to holler copy it now.
BQ, this is N4QNV.
D7J. Stacy, you copy now by chance?
Go ahead, Bob, N4VQ.
Yeah, I'm actually off the freeway, so. Well, that's good. You and Jeff are still clicking along, not traveling as much, just kind of sticking by the house.
Pretty much. I mean, you know, they sticking it to us, Bob. I mean, they just, you know, every time I turn around, I gotta hand them a little rubber package. I mean, they just sticking it to us, so we just pretty much staying around the house. I'm from here to her house, which is 4 miles away, or I'm at home watching the birds in the backyard. Over.
I mean, gasoline is ridiculous. I just used my Ingalls point, and you get a lot of them now because food's so expensive. That's probably the only good side of that. But I used my Ingalls points and got 15 cents a gallon off. So they let you buy 20 gallons and it was $85.
Roger, I don't know. You know, I'm just thinking a year ahead of time now. I mean, I don't know how we're going to survive. I mean, unless you got bukus of money. I mean, I just don't get it. I believe we're in the last days. I might not see it. You might not see it, but I just believe it's coming, though.
Yeah, things ain't right. And we're stuck. We're stuck where we're at now for another 2.5 years, or whatever it is. Quite a long time, let's put it that way. So something major's got to happen, or, you know, and There's not even a good possibility of something happens to our great leader. We have somebody behind him that would do better. It'd be worse.
Oh, Lord. I know that's what you're saying. It's just, I'm telling you that. Well, in know, at you just like this, Bob. I'm not saying light. Don't know how you feel about it, but I just got my CWP yesterday, and who knows? I might need it one day because it's getting to the point. If you see where I'm going with this, over.
Done that already, and here in North Carolina, you can open carry without a concealed. And I do right now. I got my pistol on my belt right now. I just bought a new pistol because my 9mm Ruger just weighed too much. It was too big of a 9mm. I still got it, but I bought a smaller pistol, and I wear it every day everywhere I go.
The crazy thing in South Carolina, we got to have a concealed weapons permit to open carry. Well, I mean, you made the law, we can open carry, but you still got a permit to do that. I don't get that. I took my test January the 15th. Okay, 68 days later, I got denied. They asked me questions. I sent stuff in. They denied me again. So it took me 7 months to, after a 90-day period, to get my CWP. Okay, I got a Kimber Solo 9mm, and that's what I'm wearing right now as we speak. I also got a Glock 43X. I just got different ones. I bought a new safe, blah, 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 and then I got denied, and boy, I got upset. But I argued with them over.
Well, I'll tell you something funny. I went to get a purchase permit, and they denied me. And I said, wait a minute, I was here 5 years ago and got like 7 of them. Why would you not deny me then? So I had to do a little bit of fighting with them to get it straightened around. But I eventually did. But, yeah, I've got a Glock 43. That's what I'm carrying right now.
And I, you know, the same thing happened to me, Bob. 2007, I went to Grady's Sporting Goods that we have here in Anderson. I bought 3 pistols on 2 different occasions. And then all of a sudden, 15, 18 years later, every time I go to get one, they put a delay on me. So I don't get it. I don't know what was going on with that, but I got my CWP in the mail yesterday, so if I go back up there today or Monday or Tuesday, I expect to be able to buy one.
Ought to be able to buy all 3, I would think. So, well, I can understand them being cautious, you know, that part of it, but, you know, sometimes when you've already bought a purchase permit or gotten a purchase permit or you, I mean, I went out and bought guns with the purchase permit they gave me, and then several years later they're saying, well, you can't have a purchase permit. Well, what about the guns I bought 7 or 8 years ago, you know?
That's what happened to me. I got guns that I bought in 2007, 2008 that's in my name, but yet, and I ain't never had no problems or been in jail, nothing like that since. And then all of a sudden they deny me. They put a delay on it. And I'm like you, I get what's going on and all the cautious stuff and all. But anyway, mine will be straightened out now. So yesterday was a good day. My birthday is the 19th this month. So I said, okay, happy birthday to me. Oh.
You always buy yourself the best gifts. Stacy, I'm backing into this guy's driveway here. I got to hop off, but if you're going to be near the radio, I'll holler to you when I'm heading back towards the house. N4OVQ, ND7J.
Bob, good deal. Good morning to you. Good to hear you. Yeah, give me a holler. I'm pretty much going to be here for today. So get her done. Get it quick. Take a break. N4OVQ.
KB2HXS mobile listening.
2HXS, this is N4QNV. Name is Brian.
Good morning, Brian. The name here is Dave. just in the Greer area, heading down a fountain in this morning. Calls are KB2HXS, Hotel X-Ray Sierra.
Yes, X. Okay, I got it. The hearing isn't the best that it used to be, but those you have a two-call. Where did you, were you in Pennsylvania and New York area at the time? You got the current call?
Yes, sir. Long Island. Well, silent G, Long Island.
I was from, born in Brooklyn, raised in, I forgot the name of the town, but it's off the Nassau Boulevard, so I'm somewhat familiar, but I haven't spent a whole lot of time up there.
Yeah, I grew up there, moved to Florida for about 20 years or so, and then moved up here 2 years ago, so you can hang the hashtag tag on me.
Not too different. I was a small town cop for a while in upstate New York outside of Rochester, and then ended up changing careers and transferred to Virginia, transferred to Fort Myers, Florida, and then back up here. This is as far north as I want to go again.
That's kind of the way I feel. You know, we love the weather in this area. We wanted our seasons back. Of course, Florida, you have seasons down there. You got construction season, love bug season, hurricane season, that kind of thing. But we didn't want to deal with that anymore.
Yeah, I had a hurricane tracking map in my office at work.
Well, yeah, a little company I worked for, and I was in Vero Beach for a long time, and I did air conditioning down there with a small company, and we believe me, we kept an eye on the weather.
Across the peninsula in Fort Myers. So I'm at the dump here, guys. Step out for a second. Be back on in a moment.
Got a little bit of a ride ahead of me yet. I'm heading down the Fountain Inn here on 101. And I'm going to run a red light. Oh, jeez.
Pink.
Well, it changed to yellow when I went under it. So I was like, oh, okay. I don't feel so bad now.
Back in the car, a little bit of a traffic jam here at the dump.
Yeah, I'm just, I got to run down and take care of one of my customers real quick. And got to, on my way back, hit another customer. Got to take some measurements on something, and I'll be home, hopefully before noon. And that should be it for the weekend, I hope, unless I get an emergency call.
I'm 74, so I'm fully retired. My primary function is part-time nanny for my youngest grandchild.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm partially retired. I'm trying to retire, but can't seem to do it this day and age. Got to keep working a little bit to offset my retirement income. Try and keep the bills paid and keep some food on the table if I can find it.
I retired twice. The first time I just wasn't ready, so I went back to work. It's something different, but that was when I didn't have grandchildren then, so once you have grandchildren, it's a different story. I like to spend time with them.
Wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. We've got two grandchildren. We've got an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old. They live pretty close to us over in Lyman, maybe 10 minutes from us.
Right, right.
I'm semi-retired, like I said. I turned 59 this year, and I was trying to retire, but oh well. Our current administration kind of put a kibosh on that.
Stock market can also have some little action in there.
It's going down.
I've seen it before. It's cyclical. It goes up and down. Just, my philosophy is just have to have some staying power and wait it out. It always seems to come back.
Pretty much what my financial counselor said. He said, just don't pull anything out of it. Just leave it alone. It'll recover. I'm like, I know. I got a little bit of money, put aside for the, at least the rest of the year anyway. And then what I make in the next couple of months will get us into next year.
Yeah, I understand that. We're in pretty good shape. I've got no worries. Just worry more about the, what's going to happen with the kids as things get rough.
No, I hear you. The house that my stepkids are renting, they raised the rent on them this year. And it went from $1,200 to $1,400. I'm like, oh, my God. Why'd they raise it $200? Don't they realize, you know, what's going on here?
I think it's pretty much greed. You know, it's the rental market is kind of tight, so they can pretty much charge whatever they want. Is that for QNV?
Excess. Yeah, I get that, but, you know, my gosh, I guess nobody has compassion anymore. They see that almighty dollar and they gotta just work it out of everybody.
A lot of that going around. But I got five grandsons. I don't have any granddaughters. I've got two daughters and then five grandsons. One's, not one, but two are twins and they're 4 years old. And I gotta admire my daughter. I don't know how she does it. Anytime you turn around, something's gone haywire with one of them.
Yeah. This is no longer a single paycheck type of life. You know, both parents have to have a paycheck. Got to have something coming in to pay the bills or something. Because one paycheck just doesn't cover it.
So fortunate when we were raising our children, my wife didn't have to work, and she still really doesn't have to work, but she's our pastor's Advent assistant at church part-time, and I've been asking her, when are you going to retire? I waited till I was over 70, and she's over 70, so she just likes getting out of the house and doing something she enjoys, so I told her the other night, well, someone's got to support me.
Yeah, my wife, she works out of the house. She's a seamstress, and she's waiting on some fabric now from a decorator. She's got a bunch of stuff to make, so, you know, she has a bit of an income coming in, which is good to help. I guess we're okay. You know, we're making it every month. The bills get paid every month, and we have a little extra to maybe go to dinner once in a while, and, you know, we're good. Under the homes and the attics. In fact, I'm going to get up in an attic this morning and take care of a couple issues. I'm getting down here a little bit. I'm going to start losing a machine here where I'm at. So let me say 73 to you. I'll pick up on you another day here. But I'm going to bow out here for a little bit.
Hey, you got to talk with me. I was in for QNV, and I had headed for the house and trying to string an antenna from the attic down to the center where I've got my radio, so I'll be up in an attic as well. This is N4Q with me, and I'll be clear.
Hi, very good, Brian. Have a good day. KB2HXS will be out of here. Down in the Fountain Inn area.